Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who recently earned her Doctor of Ministry in preaching and comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's reflection is entitled, Present to the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There is also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Feast of the Presentation, once known as the Purification of Mary and as Candlemas, is known in the Eastern Church as the Feast of the Encounter, where the fulfillment of the Old Testament is met in the person of Jesus in the New Testament. The story, unique to Luke's Gospel, tells of Mary and Joseph traveling to the temple to present Jesus to the Lord, and of their encounters with Simeon and Anna. With my years in parish ministry and several nieces and nephews, I've had the pleasure of witnessing countless other presentations and encounters with the celebration of the sacrament of baptism. There's a similar spirit of excitement and anticipation, of wonder and awe that surrounds the community each time the sacrament is celebrated. Each one of us can think about when we were baptized. Our parents presented us to the church to be consecrated to the Lord, just like Mary and Joseph presented Jesus at the temple to be consecrated to the Lord. And like Mary and Joseph before them, our parents were full of excitement and wonder at this new life they held in their hands. From Simeon and Anna, Mary and Joseph heard amazing announcements about their child. Most likely no such announcements were made about us at our baptism, but the ritual itself, with all its symbolism of water, oil, clothing, and light, declared whose we are and who we are to become. In baptism, we become the living Christ. We are where the Holy dwells. For as St. Paul says in his first letter to the Corinthians in chapter 3, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. This feast, however, is not just about the fulfillment of the law of celebration of ritual or of dedication of a child to God. It is also an invitation for us to reflect on how that dedication or consecration to God calls us to be present to God and to others, and how the Lord is present to us. We know that the Lord is present in the Eucharist in a unique way. Great discussions are had about how exactly this presence takes place. One of my theology professors once stated, the question isn't really about how or whether Jesus is really present in the Eucharist. It's about how or whether we are present to the Lord. So how are we present to the Lord? To what does our consecration in and through baptism call us? How do our lives reflect the truth that we are temples where the Holy Spirit dwells? The first question to ask, however, is what does it mean to be present? We can look to Simeon and Anna, who were present in the way they waited and awaited. To wait is to remain as Anna did, never leaving the temple, the place where the Holy One dwelt. We too wait. We remain with the Lord in our daily and constant prayer. To await is to expect, as Simeon did, in awaiting the consolation of Israel. Because of this spiritual practice, Simeon was attentive to the Spirit who drew him to the temple when Mary and Joseph arrived with Jesus. There he encountered them and saw with his own eyes God's salvation, the consolation of Israel. We too await in expectation, the mysterious ways that God has made present to us and in us. For us to be truly present, then, means that we are to remain in the presence of the Christ and expect that the Spirit will guide us and direct us to where God needs us to be so that we and others can see God's salvation. We cannot rush through life or by others, intent on our own intentions, desires, or calendars. If we do so, we will miss the everyday encounters where we and others will be touched by the Holy One. One of my coworkers at our mother house recently shared such an experience. James was on his way to work on a very cold, very snowy, and very icy day. He stopped at a red light, and out of the corner of his eye, he noticed something on the sidewalk. With the snow piled high on the side of the road, he couldn't see exactly what it was. He told me that something told me to take a closer look. He pulled over to the side of the road and realized there was an elderly man on the sidewalk trying to get up. A young girl had run over to him, trying to help him up, but she was not big enough. James helped the man to his feet just as a police cruiser pulled up. The police officer asked the older man if he was all right, and he responded, "Yes, I fell, and this young man has just helped me up." The officer never acknowledged James. I might mention that James is a black man. The officer asked the man, "Would you like me to drive you home?" The gentleman said that he would appreciate that, as he was afraid he might fall again. As he got into the cruiser, he looked right at James and said loud enough for the police officer to hear, "I thank you, young man. May God bless you." James is one who lives in the presence of the Spirit and is one of the holiest men I know. Because of his attention to the Spirit within him, he very likely saved the life of that elderly man on that cold, snowy, icy day. Though the officer didn't recognize it, the elderly man knew the gift that James was to him. James was a light on what could have been a very dark day. Both men departed from one another, knowing their lives were different because of their encounter. To be present to the Lord allows us to be the presence of Christ for others, as James was. It is to live the prayer of Saint Teresa of Avila. God of love, help us to remember that Christ has no body now on earth but ours, no hands but ours, no feet but ours. Ours are the eyes to see the needs of the world. Ours are the hands with which to bless everyone now. Ours are the feet with which he is to go about doing good. To live this prayer is to make ourselves present to others in such a way that it is the Christ whom they see in the encounter. It takes a lifetime of practice. Are we up to it?